One thing that I wanted to add to what Doug talked about on the marketing evaluation, and the reason this is being developed and being brought along, is that you now have a product and service for all customer types. Okay? In other words, there's a group of small businesses out there who don't have a lot of money, who don't have a lot of capacity either for marketing or for a lot of marketing, but can do a few little things, but they have anywhere from $195 to $595 one-time marketing investment. All right? And they'll feel good about it. They'll get some good material. They'll get some good help. They'll get some good strategies. And if they act on even just one of those strategies, could mean a difference in their whole business. In fact, Professional Marketing, one of our licensees, did this card pack, and a guy called up after he got the report, and he said, "Man," he says, "you saved my business. That's what I've been looking for. Thank you." You know, it was a free report. See, so one idea can literally turn around, or can literally save a business. Can literally, and what would be those one things? Well, one little idea might be the USP and its integration. That alone can make a lot of money. That alone can turn around a company. That alone can make a company thousands, perhaps millions of dollars. That we finally have a USP, we get it integrated. We get it integrated into some ads. We get it integrated into the salespeople. We get it integrated into phone conversations and phone scripting. We get it integrated into letters. And it, literally, that alone, all right? And so you'll give them that help in an audit. The second idea, the second thing that can literally turn around and change a business, is an increase in its closing rate. If it goes up 5%, if it goes up 10%, it can literally change a business, can literally save a business, can literally move a business from breaking even to making money. Okay? Very powerful, very effective, very quick, very, very fast. And along with that, an increase in the average sale. Saved my very first fee-based client when Saddam Hussein attacks and traffic dropped in half. The increase in his average sale allowed him to survive. Meant that half the traffic could come in, but buy twice as much in clothing. He has the same revenue and net. Okay? And so those can literally save a company. The third, a reactivation letter. A reactivation can be so fast, can be so quick, can be a phenomenal return for a little investment. And if a company has 1,000 that are old, and they send out a reactivation letters, and 100 of those come back, and the average sale is $100, there you have $10,000 in revenue that he didn't have just yesterday. Okay? So that kind of stuff can happen, and it has happened, and it will happen in some cases. Another quickie is back end. In other words, the customers are coming in, they're buying something, they're happy, they like the product, they like the service. But that's all that's been sold, is one product or one service. You turn around and say, "Listen, let's get the rest of your business into their lives. Let's get our other products, our other services into their lives. Let's get them buying more frequently." See, so back end can be a very powerful, very effective. An alliance, one little alliance, can literally mean the birth of a new company. It can literally mean the survival and cut the rates of 8 out of 10 failing down to 5 out of 10 if they understood the power of forming an alliance, taking their new product and service, piggybacking with an already established product and service, with an already established client base that might be predisposed to buying what they have. Making it a win-win deal for everybody, okay, can be a very powerful tool, can be very quick, very fast in helping a business to survive. And then finally, I would say direct marketing can be a very powerful, quick and fast, and that is implementing some telemarketing, implementing some direct mail. Perhaps it's the internet now. We just don't know. Perhaps it's a card pack. And the reason that it can be very fast, very effective, is it doesn't cost a lot to test. It doesn't take a lot to test and see what happens. It's not a big, massive investment like media, okay? Another fast, quick one might be changing current marketing or advertising. In other words, we're going to fix ads. We're going to change ads. We're going to fix sales presentations. We're going to change headlines in an ad. We're going to take a one-page sales letter that he's been using to his client base, and you're going to see that it needs more USP, it needs more offer, it needs better closing, it needs to overcome some objections. So you might make it a two-page, but it doubles their response. Okay? And so changing current marketing or advertising can be very powerful. There are 7 quick, fast recommendations that you can make in any audit or any phone consultation. They could have powerful impact on the business, okay? And so now all of a sudden, I mean, look what we've done in 195 to 595. Look what we've got here. See, look at the power in these recommendations for just a little bit of dollars, okay? And so it's worth it all. And there's some small businesses that's all they got, but you could give them a lot of help, all right? So now you're opening that. This is an innovation to reach that group, to service that group. Then you have the next group, and that's your project implementation group. They're a little bigger. They're a little bit more established. They maybe have a little bit more money. They maybe have a business owner interested in a more thorough effort for his marketing. All right? And so he says, all right, let's do it. And so we do a 30-day fast start for $1,500. That might be your project. That might be the implementation that you do. All right? Then you have your other projects, your 7 projects of implementation or your system. And he says, yeah, let's do $1,000 a month. Let's do it. And you're going 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and more if it applies. Okay, and so you have a little more stronger small business. He's more of a medium business to small business that's saying, hey, let's do projects. Let's get you in here and let's get this implemented. Let's get it going. All right. Well, now you reach another group of businesses out there, a whole nother group, all right? This guy said, I can't afford that. It's great. It sounds great, but I can't afford it. And I got more time than I do money, so give me your books, give me your help, and I'll go out and do the best I can. This guy says, hey, I don't have time to do it. I don't want to do it. You do it. Let's get it implemented. Then we'll take it over from there after we're done, okay? Now, what we're beginning to find, and you'll begin to find as you get in this, is the third group. And that's your medium to larger. And they're going to want another level of service. And we now, I'd say, have our first client, really, that's in this level of service. And that's where you are actually marketing management. They want you to do it all. They want you to do the direct mail. They want you to do the advertising. They want you to do not only project implementation, but project continuization. Okay? They want you to keep it going. They don't want to build the infrastructure. They don't want to have anyone hired to do it. They just want to do what they do, and they say, listen, you guys take all the rest. You've given us some great ideas. That's fine. You'll even take time to get it implemented. That's great. But we want you doing it. We want you continuing it. We want you to actually be the marketing managers. Okay? We want you to fulfill the marketing that you propose. And now the reason this is larger and medium is because there's a need for thousands of mailings. There's a need for thousands of phone calls or hundreds. Whereas these maybe 1,000 mailings or maybe 2,000 mailings or 3,000. See, they're just not in the business of ongoing marketing management. They'll do it periodically, but they can have someone on staff that does that. Okay? And so, we don't want you worrying about this right now. This is where you start talking contingency deals. Start talking a little larger fees, okay? Start talking with people that have money, that they're ready to invest. Those are harder to find. They're harder to break into. They're longer selling cycles. We don't want you really going out and working. But they are part of the market, okay? These two groups... These other two groups are the ones that you really want to go out and service right now, okay? And so that's the reason that drove these others, this evaluation that we did, is we saw this smaller sector, bottom sector, that just couldn't pay us, all right? And we didn't want to do them for those fees because our time became more valuable, all right? So pay us well for just an hour or two, and you'll be benefited a lot, okay? So, any questions now? You see, kind of see how it's servicing different sectors of this great big market that we've got, and it's a big one. Okay. Doug, anything on that? All right. Now you have been taught throughout this week about a system. And you've learned about five projects for which you should charge $1,000, $1,500, or $2,000 per project. USP, leveraging current marketing, optimize the customer base, alliances, media. These last two we want to cover then this morning, our community and direct marketing. Okay, we've been through those. Now on community. Have you got your community volumes? Let's go ahead and open those up. Who has mine? Is that Jeff? Okay.
I got a spare one upstairs.
Or if you want, just you can just look on. I mean, we can...
I'll just take notes.
That's fine.
Voice.
It is. He's learning. He's learning. See? It's important that we bring him along here. All right. Most small to medium-sized businesses cannot afford large-scale media advertising. Be careful recommending your client run ads, which build the image of the company. Only large companies like McDonald's or GM can really afford image advertising. in that sense. Image advertising for the small to medium size comes by being involved in the community and through effective PR, which includes press releases. This chapter is designed to help you employ a 21st century marketing technique of community involvement and press release. The reason for this being part of your system is the marketing belief that the more you tell, the more you'll sell. All right, so this project is going to appeal to who? And the reason it's not a Core 4 project is it's going to appeal to who? That's right. You're going to have a personality issue here. You're going to have an owner who, like I had, that was a printer, and his whole desire was to stay behind the press. I mean, he had no interest in going out in the community, no interest in publicly exposing his business. All he wanted to do was printing, okay? Well, these other projects are fine because they're pretty quiet projects. He doesn't get exposed that much. But this one, he didn't want, he didn't care about. And this project, you'll probably do the least of because it's not always attractive to business owners, okay? But, and then the other thing is, you really have to have a community interest. I mean, if he's just another print, he's not really anything unique. You know, what's the community care about? I mean, what good is it going to do to expose him? Or if he's just another little fast food place and he doesn't have any unique food or anything like that, what does that matter? You know, and so you've got to have some community interest, and you've got to have the guy with the right personality. Then you got some reason to pursue this project, okay? The other type of business it would be good for is when you have some education to do. In other words, the industry is not quite far enough along. People have not yet quite caught up with it. A good example of that is our payroll professional employer, all right? The whole business community is just becoming aware of them now. They're becoming increasingly aware. And so part of our USP to him was, you want to pursue a heavy education community type of effort. We want to be giving workshops. We want to be getting our newsletters out. We want to be educating, because the more we tell, then the more we'll sell. Okay? So if you've got a client that has a product that needs that type of education, professionals lend themselves well to that, and that's what we do, that's what you were taught to do as part of your marketing, was educate and to teach through workshops and things like that, all right? Because sometimes people need more soaking time. They need more educating, all right? And so that's the type of client that this would be a good one for.
I might fit into that category personally.
Who would? Who would?
Myself.
Even after 7 days of education. Intense. Well, that's why we got the books. You can read them all day long, you know, and take them. All right. People are hungry. They want to be led. They're too sophisticated to be lured in by fancy discount schemes. This is why community involvement is effective. The other reason is due to a marketing concept called preemptive marketing. That is, many times businesses will assume that people understand their product's made, so they do nothing to educate or to teach. If your client's business is like many other businesses and you're seeking a way to differentiate or create a USP, one way is through preemptive advertising. That simply means you go out and tell people how you do what you do before your competitor does. And that's what we're trying to tell our professional employer. Listen, the others can educate, we know that, but you get out first. You be the leader. You be out there, preempt the strike. Okay? A preemptive strike is what it is. We're going to go out and do this before anyone else does. Okay? And that's where community marketing can be effective. Professional tax preparer, for example, might assume everybody knows how he arrives at tax savings. But an effective marketer would take that process, teach it, and use it as a way to generate business. Okay, page 2. PR and publicity. After the USP is established, it should be promoted to the community. Public relations or publicity. Now, let me ask you, is there a whole profit center here possible? Yeah. You look up in the phone book under public relations. You're going to find firms, dozens of them. This is all they're doing. Okay? And so that's why you'll have some clients' affinity towards it and others not. Okay? And so again, you'll see that almost every one of the steps of this unique system, and the reason it's so powerful when combined and brought together, is that individually, in and of themselves, they make money. Okay? They make money. You have sales trainers making money. You have direct mail people making money. You have media people making money, and you have PR people making money. You have telemarketing people making money. Okay. There are two types of news: hard news and feature news. The feature news can be most helpful to small businesses. If you'll examine your local newspaper, a local radio talk show, you'll find daily feature stories about people and product. These are all free. A product is whatever you're promoting. It could be a person, could be an actual manufactured product or a service. The business is a product. In other words, the business needs to be sold to the community and purchased by news organizations. So who's your prospect in community marketing? It's not customers. It's the community. It's the paper. It's the radio. It's the groups and organizations. It's not the end user. Okay? How do other products and services get exposure in newspapers and on television? Some PR person sold the media on them. PR person is no more than a salesman who sells the media on clients and products by finding something unique. A PR person tries to find a unique hook. So that's another little qualifier, is do I have a unique hook? Do I have something that is kind of different? Oh, man, I was talking to this prospect we're working with and kind of putting a contingency deal together that has these little greeting cards. And he just opened up his printing business down in Provo. It's called Thanks America Press. And he says, "Rich, I'm just swamped already." I said, "Well, geez, what's happening?" He says, "Well, I just put out a flyer that says, go to other printers and pay $150 for 500 two-color copies, or come to us and get your copies plus a pass at Brighton, restaurant for two at the local restaurant," and all of those other things. I said, "You're kidding." I said, "Man, how much would the cost with you?" It was $32. $150 at Kinko's, $32 at Thanks America Press. And that's his USP. And he's out just telling the story, you know. And he's just getting swamped. I said, "Well, how are you doing?" And, "Well, Rich, they got to run 17,000 copies a day just to break even. I got to do 1,000. 800 a month overhead versus thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month overhead. I'm open 8 hours, they're open 24 hours. I have one staff, they have, you know, dozens. So that whole difference is overhead." Well, that'll help him for a little while, and he can use that to get market and get in there. So,
are you giving away a restaurant meal?
Well, it was kind of a come-on ad saying, "Buy your copies here and plus have money for a ski pass or lunch at the restaurant." Right. Which was $100 difference, $118 difference, see. So I'd buy you a nice lunch, I'd buy you ski passes, and pretty well do it. So, very interesting. So, that would be something that he could parlay into the community. Now, he'd be taking Kinkle's head on, you know, but he has kind of a unique hook, you know, and that's enough that would attract some media attention, see? Every product has some unique feature that can be sold. It takes time and effort. If you have a lot of money, you can hire a professional PR person. This might be recommended, but most small businesses have to be their own PR. Once the USP is developed, you can approach the media in several ways. First is the news release. This is a basic PR tool for every successful business. News releases can be written by a business owner, but in order not to get rejected by the media, they need to follow a certain format. Okay? And so here is that format. These 9 steps need to be the steps you follow in writing a press release. There are several types of news releases. One would be an executive appointment release. 2, community involvement releases, sponsoring events or get-together. Industry forecasts. You can release surveys, projections. Topical news relating to trend or trends. Media is interested in trends in your products and services. Send the news release to the editor you think be most interested, or the editor of the newspaper section most likely interested. News releases can be sent to every magazine, newspaper, and television. After these things are established, it just takes a continuous effort on your part to send out as many news releases as possible. It's all free. It's the way that medium-sized and small businesses can do image advertising without the expense of media. Okay? Take time then to practice and refine the art of PR. As you do, your community become aware of your client services and you generate prospective clients. So, project implementation, pretty simple. Step 1 is determine and or create newsworthy material about your client. So you'd have to make that judgment. Do I have a client that has newsworthy material? If I don't, then I don't want to push this, okay? Because I'm not going to get PR. I'm not going to get any community interest, okay? So I'll fail. So first thing is do I have someone that can create newsworthy material? Your first task is to identify whether your client has a unique hook. The uniqueness might lie in the following areas. It might be his expertise, his product, his industry, free workshops or education, or his association with other groups. 2, formulate and write the press release. Seek sources for free publicity for your client. In this step, you want to write the release. Your task is not to sell customers on your client, but an editor that's over the area of the local paper. You might have to make several pitches to get an editor to say yes. You might want to take him to lunch. And this is the smoozing. This is the, you know. Follow the guidelines in the overview of this manual, how to write a press release. Step 3, seek out and identify potential sponsorship opportunities. Seek out sponsorship for your client. Follow closely the directions given in the community involvement section of Retail Marketing Institute's manual. As they do in cross-promotion, the Institute does a good job helping you with this step. Refer to the manual and read in detail. Okay. Then the section on internal marketing is included for added help during Project 2. Okay. So they might sponsor the local college or the local high school event. They might sponsor the local race, the local parade. Okay. And it's those sponsorships that get press coverage and your client gets some community involvement, okay? Then step 4 is implement community marketing efforts. All right? So, week 1, you would determine, here's your steps of implementation on page 8. Week 1, you would determine to create newsworthy material for the client. Week 2, you'll write press releases. Then you're going to have ask, are there sponsorship opportunities for the client in the community? Week 3 and 4, you would develop a complete campaign for your client. Okay? And then here's some community involvement material from that Retail Institute. One thing that's important, we talked about leveraging community involvement. That is, if your client's getting asked to give a lot of money regularly or give donations, what did we say we wanted to do?
You wanted to benefit from giving donations by accessing the members of that organization.
Or become a sponsor of them, you know, and get some media coverage, okay? Help him see that, or if he wants to just give money away, then that's fine. He can give money away.
The weekly papers back home are a lot easier to get these types of press releases than the daily papers in big cities.
That's right.
They'll also accept quite readily, if it's information, they'll accept. That'll be the educational board of letters from businesses saying, you know, talking about.
I think you're absolutely right. In a little town, they need news.
Yeah, exactly. That's easier than to go and create news.
Your editors don't have the competition for news that you do here.
Right.
So, it's a good point. And so you want to look at this as a viable project in those small areas. Okay, but why is it listed number 6? Why isn't it number 1? Why isn't it number 2? Why isn't it number 3?
Because it's not something you can do with every business.
That's right.
And those other steps have got to be, or should be, put in place.
That's right. Before you even start looking for press releases, before you even start getting them out in the community. Because what's the purpose of community marketing? Where is it going to go? Is it going to be for more prospects?
Not likely. It might be a little bit, but...
Close rates? Average customer? Really, that's what it is.
It is, yeah.
But it's a longer-term sales process. We're just out getting our image out. We're not necessarily out asking for orders.
It's actually more of an image building.
That's right. Which you hope as you... That's right. And so it's the way for your client to do image marketing without the fees of media. Okay? So watch for it and see if you got it, then use it. Okay? Next volume, then last volume, volume 9, direct marketing. Direct marketing. The purpose of this manual is twofold. First, direct marketing is a tool and methodology used throughout the implementation of your system. Okay? Tell me where you're going to be using direct marketing in this system. If it's a tool and methods used throughout the implementation of the projects of your system, let's talk about where that might be.
Through some alliances with business cards and promotion.
Okay, that's direct marketing, that's right. If you train salespeople, is that direct marketing? That's right. If you write a letter to the customer base, is that direct marketing? Absolutely. If you do some telemarketing to the customer base, is that direct marketing? Absolutely. Okay. All of that is direct marketing. Okay. And so the purpose of this manual is twofold. One is it has all the tools in here on how to write good letters, how to write telemarketing scripts, how to do all of that, so that when you employ those tools in your system, you do it well, okay, and you have the odds of being successful, all right? So that's why you want to refer to this manual a lot in how to write letters, how to do scripts, and things like that, all right? Because that's going to play a role in how you succeed on your projects. Secondly, direct marketing can become an extension of your services to your client, thereby establishing residual income opportunity. Now, tell me what that means.
Well, you, from time to time, they'll want to do a direct marketing campaign, maybe even after you've implemented your projects. So they'll call you back and say, geez, you did a good job in my last one. I'd like you to put together a direct marketing sales scripts or whatever the case may be, letters.
That's right, and it can continue and continue and continue. And that's exactly what's happened with our terrarium, see? He paid us to do all the other steps, and then it's extended now into an ongoing direct marketing campaign, all right? But he paid us first to determine if this relationship is good and if we should stay together and if we should continue it. Whereas you start taking direct marketing, try to go first, you run risk. What do you run risk of?
Not doing a good job.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no USP, haven't done those other things, and you might screw it up, and you might say, oh yeah, this is so good, let's do a direct marketing bill, and we'll need about $10,000 for your 10,000 mailings. Oh, sure. Yeah, you bet. There's $10,000. Mailings go out, goose egg. Okay, so you've lost a lot, see, okay? Whereas you do all the other steps, then you know what you might want to test in your offers, you know what target markets they might be, you know, you're just a little smarter, a little sharper. Plus, you've been paid, and so you're not going to be doing things for free. The temptation here is you're going to find small businesses that are starting up and getting going, and they're saying, yeah, let's do it, and I'll give you a percentage, so you'll spend all that time. And again, you won't get what you want. That is why this entire manual is devoted to sharpening the skills of direct marketing as you really become direct marketing consultants at the same time as a system consultant, because you're using direct marketing in your system. Okay? So you got to be a rich sometimes, and you got to be a direct mail guy sometimes. You got to be a sales trainer sometimes. You got to be a media man sometimes. Just kind of got to be it all, because all of those tools get into your system. Okay. Direct marketing becomes a part of implementing the system in many ways. It can become a part of current marketing as you implement the USP. During the second project, you might hire and train outside salespeople. Thirdly, you might have repeat purchasing by customers. Next, it could be part of any alliance you establish. It can be applied to media. Finally, it can evolve into ongoing marketing relationships.